And now, for a moment of clarity.
Bolton's very capable Abby Lowell, one of the toughest fighters in the legal game, has denied the validity of this indictment. So expect a brawl. We don't know if it's for real or not.
You know, Christy, I was listening to your TikTok there as you walk through, as Norm noted, you know, what's in the indictment and the seriousness of it. And I couldn't help but think it sounded an awful lot like Donald Trump's situation. And it's very familiar that way, you know, particularly when you talk about, well, you were told to take the document, return the documents. And when they did a further investigation, there were documents still there. Where have we heard that before? So there is that similarity to it. And it does, in my estimation, set pretty nicely what Norm is referring to as this sort of vindictive prosecution. You just can't blow past the fact that these things are parallel relative to Trump, and Trump takes them very personally. But John Bolton did come back with a statement on this, and he's, you know, he's not going down, as Tish James noted as well, without fighting. He said, quote, these charges are not just about Trump's focus on me or my diaries, but his intensive effort to intimidate his opponents, to ensure that he alone determines what is said about his conduct. Dissent and disagreement are foundational to America's constitutional system and vitally important to our freedom. I look forward to the fight to defend my lawful conduct and to expose his abuse of power, which tells me they're going to have a lot of fun come discovery. So talk a little bit about that side of this process. As you noted at the top, very serious. This is a, quote, real indictment. What does this really look like when it gets to discovery, and how maybe some of this could come back to bite Trump, given his own similar situation?
Sure. Well, if I'm Bolton's lawyer, I am cutting and pasting from a lot of the briefs that Donald Trump's own lawyers filed on his behalf.
Catch Michael Steele on The Weeknight, Monday through Friday at 7 Eastern on MSNBC.